So the reading from Kitchen Table Wisdom that David and Judy so wonderfully read for us literally shows us that life continues. We, whatever life offers us, we take it and we run with it. If we can't run with it, we walk with it, we hop with it, we ride with it. Whatever life gives us, it just depends on how we see life. Do we see life as a glass half full or half empty? This particular person with the chronic illness decided that's it. She has had enough going to the doctor for every symptom. Now she was going to take her time and get to the theater, go to the movies, whatever, do whatever is within her own power to make life worth living. She has put some vitality back into her own life, her own living. And so that's what our talk is about today. It's about vitality. And Mother Teresa had a statement that goes like this. To keep a lamp burning, we have to keep putting oil in it. That's Mother Teresa again. To keep a lamp burning, we have to keep putting oil in it. I have sort of divided the talk into two sections. The first is to talk about the vitality of our body and the appreciation that we give or should give to our bodies. And then just make that analogy of putting oil in our lamps in another more spiritual or more conservative way of thinking with life and with life expressing and expanding. So we know that the lamp, we know what a lamp is obviously, you know. It is literally a showpiece, a path finder, a path, lighter, illuminator for us in the darkness. Usually comes in very, very handy when it's obviously pretty dark, when the electricity is gone, or it has served its purpose or its purposes very, very well in the olden days when lamps were truly, one could not live without them. And so I think that's one of the reasons why there are so many references to lamps in the Old and New Testament, and of course to, you know, life past. So the lamp, it is, in comparison, I can put my body as that lamp. Okay, so my body is supposed to be a bright path for myself first, and then for others. So what about the vitality of our body? How should we, or how could we make sure that there is oil that keeps burning in our bodies? And obviously there are very straightforward things that we do to take care of our bodies. We obviously keep ourselves well fed. You know, there is water, there is food. What happens to this water? What happens to the food? What happens to the way we present ourselves to the world? Well, first, let's just go back and look at the minute or the miniatureness of our inner systems. Now, we are presented here and we all look wonderfully gorgeous. It's the faces of God that I'm looking back at. But there's something else that is happening within our systems even while we're sitting. We're not even aware of it. We have cells, billions and billions and billions and billions, trillions of cells that are hard working within us right now. And each one of these cells, they know who they are. each one of these cells know where they need to be, at what point in time they need to be. They know when to proliferate. They know when to ask for more enzymes to help them with whatever production they need at the time. When we have an injury, there are cells that come in, just tell the other cells to back away, let me take, ward the area off and take care of the infection, the white blood cells. They are the ones that truly come in and be like, you know, the strength for the body, while the other cells start building up and getting ready to come back in to start the meshing process, the healing process. And all these things are going on in our systems, and we're truly not even aware of them. Let's think about the heart. The heart has trillions of cells, and there's very specific cells that make up the tissue, the formation of the heart tissue. Of course, the heart beats in a rhythmic way for most people, and this heart keeps the blood flow going. It keeps the it pushes the lymph, everything that goes through the veins, the lymph solution, the blood, the, you know, everything that is part of the human living tissue, the heart, it goes through the heart. And, you know, obviously the blood is what disseminates all the nutrients to the rest of the body. And so we take the heart for granted, but this living organ that keeps pulsating constantly, keeping the same consistency of material, of tissue throughout life. I mean, people live hundreds of years ago in the past, I understand, and even now we still have people who are living to past their century, past the 100 year mark. And the heart usually would stay put, stays beating. It just keeps going. And you wonder why. You wonder what's going on in the system, what it is. And it all boils down to these cells truly know where to be, at what time to be, at what place to be. And so if these cells could take care of us from the inside, obviously we now should be able to be so aware to maintain that that sort of a status quo that is happening inside, and to really take make the choices, the type of choices that are going to sustain their ability to continue to provide for us, to continue to sustain life within us. And so this is where I obviously encourage you to truly treat as much as you can. Take care of your outer body. Take care of the skin. The skin is, we take that for granted, but it's the biggest organ in our body that truly protects us. And so we are not sure about, why the skin sheds so often and why it grows and proliferates the way it does. But these are things that we can, truly look at and say, okay, I can do my part for my body. I can make sure that I'm eating right, make sure that I am sleeping right. Sometimes it doesn't always happen. But just to be aware that this is the vitality of the body that I can be accountable for. And so that's the one aspect of health that, I would encourage you into. The other aspect of the human body is that a lamp without oil obviously would go dim. If the oil goes out, the lamp cannot be a light unto itself or unto others. Lots of light means brilliance. Little oil, little brilliance. And even dimness. So let's consider the idea, the basic idea of what we mean when we talk about the oil. The oil in the lamp is the almost the lifeblood of the lamp. And the oil in the human body, we are coming to the point where we are talking about the spiritual aspect of it. The oil in the human body is the spirit. The breath that is the life, our life, our breath. So, make sure that I have my thoughts here. So, what conveys the oil? The oil is spirit, and so this, the oil. So I have two things here. I talked about oil and I talked about the wick in one sentence. So that's where I am a little bit off track here. But the oil in the human spirit, in the human body, talking on a spiritual level, is the spirit. It's like the core of who we are. And the one thing we can always say is that we can never be out of oil, because spirit is always present. Spirit, even if we don't feel that connection, it doesn't mean that there is we are spiritless, or we are abandoned by God, or we are abandoned by spirit. So, in order to maintain that idea of oil in our lives, the idea that spirit is at the core of us, there are certain things that we can definitely do to be sure that we are in always in alignment. So as I said, the oil is analogous to spirit to life, and without spirit, the body as we know it obviously returns to the cycle of. In other words, the spirit can never die, the body can, and so once the physical body passes, even that is not truly a death, because it goes back into the cycle of life. You have the decomposition and you have all that stuff going on. However, the oil, the wick, is analogous to staying intuitive to the body and to spirit. Being in tuned and aligned with the life force that is within me. So in order to have light, we have to have the oil, and we call that the spirit. And we have the wick, which sort of conveys the oil in the lamp in order to have a good flame. So my analogy of it is, if I'm going to literally have a nice good flame, then the wick itself must be trimmed. So what would you call the wick when we are talking about analogies? The wick in this sense would be the connection, the way we open ourselves to spirit, the flow from mind to open connection to God. There is that area in our lives where we, if I allow the intuitiveness to fade. So the analogy with the human body, talking about the lamp and the oil, it shines best when it is well taken care of. That is the human body, with food, water, outward care. Then the oil is analogous to spirit to life. Without spirit, the body as we know it returns to its cycle of life. So even in the passing of the body, spirit continues. The wick, which is obviously from the lamp is analogous to staying intuitive to the body and spirit, being in tuned and aligned with the life force that is within me. If I allow the intuitiveness to fade, then it gives the illusion of dimness or obscurity to my connection with spirit. And this is where we find ourselves and myself saying, oh my goodness, I have so much stuff that I can't even see through, that it becomes, it's truly dim. One of the reasons may be that the connection, that alignment, that I need to feel with spirit is obscured, is sort of masked over. And obviously that's not a final or an end point to knowing spirit. The end point is that spirit is always there. There is one difference though between the oil and spirit. Spirit never runs out. If it no longer vitalizes the body, then obviously the body is in a different space. It has transitioned, but our human existence, our God self, our spirit self, can never transition. It goes on and on. So I'm quoting from the Science of Mind textbook. It says, the life within us, being God, did not begin and it cannot end. Hence we are immortal and eternal. We can never be less, but must forever be more of ourselves as this life within us unfolds through our experience, through our gathering of knowledge and our accumulation of wisdom. So the path that is lighted for us is the path that spirit obviously opens for us, and we can only know and see that opening through that intuition. Spirit is always available, spirit is always there, but the clarity comes from truly feeling aligned with spirit. So what path is lighted for us as the spirit within us pushes forward the ideas and plans that we have? We want more, we want to be ever evolving, we want to evolve in explosive ways, we have ideas, we have hopes, we have dreams of things happening, and it's only spirit that continues to expand these ideas. And we need to pay more attention to obviously whether these ideas are happening easily, happening effortlessly, or whether these ideas are happening with a certain amount of force. And if it happens with force or with fear, then there are aspects that I'm going to make a note of here that I can share with you. So seeing clearly means feeling good about what we are doing at any point in time. Seeing clearly means that we are truly lining up our feelings, lining up our emotions, our goodness with what we are doing at the time, and just feeling the free flow of God within us. That is one of the ways we can be sure that we are seeing clearly from obviously the illusion, the analogy of the lamp. So another way we can be sure we are seeing clearly is finding the peace in where we are today, knowing that where I am is exactly where I need to be. Knowing that where I am is absolutely okay. These are all aspects of clarity. We may not have the answers right here and now, but just our reaction, just the way we interpret what life is handing us, is absolutely another form of clear, of clarity, of clear thinking, of clear sight. And that literally tells us that, you know, our life is flowing, it's lined up. Seeing clearly also means when life troubles come my way, I can hold my head up high and say, Alleluia, anyhow. And Alleluia, I remember Connie had mentioned one time, is really the highest form of praise. So if we can stand and truly in the midst of troubles, as we call it, we can hold our head up high, it's like hallelujah. I can say easily, this too shall pass. So all these are aspects of clear thinking, of clear clarity, of seeing God in everything. Feeling good also comes with appreciation. I had the opportunity to hear Abraham yesterday, and one of the things that stood out for me was that Abraham says, use graphic words in your appreciation of where you are, of your dreams, of your plans. The more graphic the statements, the closer the manifestations would be, and the ease and the flow, you would just absolutely feel very aligned with them. So clearly seeing means also forgiving yourself and others, feeling aligned with who you truly are, forgiving yourself and just releasing everything else to the universe, and just feel in that flow with spirit. And so finally, by seeing clearly also means making peace with yourself and with others, with conditions and with things. So what happens when we see things differently? What happens when there is a fearfulness about us? What happens, as Val said, you know, we gotta make things happen. What happens when we feel stagnated? It literally means that, and this is coming from Abraham yesterday, which I was so more than happy to hear. It really means that we may not be at the right time, the right space. It could also mean that we just need to step back and have more inspiration and be more inspired. Being fearful, seeing dimly or feeling fearful, even if you know your plans and ideas are great, simply means that I may need to wait some more, wait for greater clarity, wait for a flood of inspiration, or even inspiration. It may mean I really need to take the time to remove the soot, soot, that is formed, you know, around the glass that obscures the lamp from literally showing brightly. So it may mean I just need to take the time and do a little extra work in order to clear the grit from my focus. And some of the ideas that I came up with are taking time to center my heart in spirit, taking time to meditate on that God connection, being open and clear with spirit, and just open to ideas, open to thoughts, open to inspiration. And usually that happens when you just, you know, find a quiet time and a quiet place to center. Another way we can do is to know that well-being is always there, always available. We can read uplifting books. There are tons of books out there on the market that would help us to center and to focus in on truly knowing that God is everywhere present, and that well-being is available to us. By taking care of our health, our physical health, by really basking in appreciation, by aligning with the energy of my thoughts and my ideas, by paying attention to my emotions, by being in joy, truly being in joy in each minute, even if you don't feel it. Sometimes, like, you just fake it. You know, how are you doing today? My thing now, as I heard yesterday, is pretty darn good. So if I don't, you know, if I don't feel it right there and then, I know it's there, it's just obscured. And by saying something that maybe I'm not feeling at the time may not feel truly aligned, but it's, to me, it's the better of two options. You know, pretty darn good is better than, you know, I don't know, whatever. So I am choosing the more uplifting option. And if we stay in the uplifting aspect of ourselves, if we stay feeling connected, then pretty soon something changes. There is a shift. Make joy happen, whatever, in whatever little ways, just bring something joyful to mind. And I shared with you my new word is pretty darn good for everything. And finally, just feel good anyway. And so I just wanted to close off with formations from Ernest Holmes. Happiness and completion. It says, I am happy and complete today and forever. Within me is that which is perfect and complete. It is the spirit of all life, truth and action. I am happy in the sure knowledge of the inner light. I cannot be sad nor sorry, but must radiate joy and life. For life is within me now. I am happy and complete. And then the last one is, the next one is, no mistakes. There are no mistakes. None have ever been made, and none will ever be made. Nothing ever happened in the past to hinder or hurt. There is no past, and I know and can see that there is no belief in any past to rise against me. I live in the now, free from any yesterdays or tomorrows. Now I am happy, free and complete. My word erases any and all beliefs in mistakes, and my word sets me free. I am free. I am free from any beliefs in the past. Thank you very much.
Thank you.